Yeshaya Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Aleph Ilu Nishmas Avimori Pesel Dove Amram Nata. So the previous Perek told us about the fall of Ashur and the cutting down of their pride. At the same time, the people of Yehuda now watch the decline and end of the kingdom of Yisrael, and there's a lot of fear. Everybody is worrying that Klal Yisrael is going to be lost forever. Everybody is worried that maybe there will be no salvation ultimately to come. And in addition to that, when King Chizkiyahu saw the salvation of Klal Yisrael from Ashur outside Yerushalayim, and Sancheriv's army was suddenly killed in a plague, he could have used that moment, as we said, back in Sefer Melachim, to sing Shira, to be worthy himself of being the Mashiach, but he failed. He didn't sing praise and bring about that great salvation. He did not take on the mantle of being the Mashiach. He turned to the wall and said, Hashem, you do it. I am going to lie here in bed. And so now, what Yeshaya is going to do for us is tell us about the time when the Mashiach is actually going to come. A messianic prophecy that resonates across time. It's the Haftorah for the last day of Pesach. Lubavitch have a field day with the idea that Ches is Lamala min Hateva, and it's, in a manner of speaking, Mashiach's number. Once you get past the regular history of the world, we move into a messianic era. The Yotza Choter Migeza Yishai, a shoot will spring forth from the root, from the growth of Yishai. The Netzer Mishara Shav Yifret, and a twig will sprout from his roots. So a shoot is going to spring forth from the stem, from the growth. A twig will sprout forth from the roots. This is an image of how Beis David is going to rectify all of the misjudgments of humanity, all of the terrible times that we ourselves are partially responsible for. And what's going to make the Mashiach great is that he embodies the stump, the stem, the lineage of Yishai, who is one of the few people in all of human history who was without sin, who lo chata, he never sinned. And the root of Yishai are also the forefathers of Klal Yisrael, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Beis, v'nocha olav ruach Hashem, and the spirit of Hashem will rest upon him, ruach chachma, uvina, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, ruach etza u'gevura, a spirit of etza, of counsel, and strength and heroism, ruach da'as v'yiras Hashem, a spirit of knowledge and awe, fear, of Hashem, the greatest of men. The spirit of Hashem will rest permanently on him, not intermittently. And he will spread this spirit to all human beings, not necessarily telling us that the whole world is going to convert to Judaism. Unlike the end of days prophecies that Christianity and Islam prefer, but rather a time for the world to see the truth. A time for the natural world to change entirely, perhaps, at least intellectually. There's some discussion, of course, in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which talks about whether the Messianic era will be supernatural and completely different from the current world. But others say there will be no fundamental difference from the world of today. Rav and Shmuel take that opinion, the Chachamim take the other, and the Rambam, of course, the great rationalist of all time, expresses that as well. And so we have the chance here where life is going to stir, as Rabbi Eher says, not visible to the naked eye, life stirs among the roots, buried under the dust of the earth. Yeshayahu's critical eye observes the trunk of David's tree, which had brought forth a fresh, bright green offshoot, Chizkiyahu, and eventually the Mashiach himself. While the proud giants in the woodland of world history crumble and fall victim to time's inexorable grind, they never arise to new life. Their fate is decay and decomposition. But through the long dark centuries, we have the netzer, the seed of life in the shattered trunk of Yishai. This is something, of course, that we call Jesus, Yeshu HaNotzri, the Nazarene, because of course anything relating to the Mashiach, the Christians are going to try to apply to their messianic figure, always inaptly, of course. Pasgimel v'haricho b'yiras Hashem. So he's going to be permanently imbued with Ruach Hashem, and he'll be animated by yiras Hashem, by the fear of Hashem, by the awe of God. V'lo lamar einav yishpot. And he will not judge with the sight of his eyes. People can be fooled if we just judge with what we see. You judge a book by its cover, you lack understanding and insight into the deeper meaning. But by having HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his heart, Rashi says, he is going to be able to see beyond that. The Yavin Mizakayu Michayev, he's going to understand it. V'lo l'mishma oznav yochiach, and he's not going to chastise people and give them tochacha and musar just based on what his ears heard. Jumping to conclusions and superficial judgment, appearance, oral reports, his spiritual senses allow him to look deeper. It's something we all could use a dose of, not just judging right away and jumping to conclusions. Dalad b'shafat b'tzedek dalim, and he will judge the poor with justice, which is, of course, something sadly lacking we have seen already in Yeshaya in the society of his time. Bochiach b'mishor le'anvei oretz, and he will smite, give musar, he will chastise with equality the humble of the earth. Le'anvei oretz. So, lest one think that he is not going to give anybody poor any kind of musar for their unscrupulous acts. The rich and the poor alike. There will be justice, not just to save the downtrodden, but judgment on the wicked. V'hiko eretz b'shev et piv, he will smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, uv'ruach sifasav yamis rasha, and with the breath of his lips, he will put the wicked to death. So he doesn't even need physical powers to mete out justice to the world, but rather it can come simply through his utterances and his vision. Lo kemilchamos basar vadam, says the Mahari Kra, shemekhabitz chilosav, where they gather their soldiers and go out to war. The Melech HaMashiach, amrin lo medinas pele meredavach. Yavo govai v'yochalosa. There's going to be a great strength that emanates from within that is going to push the world forward, move the world forward.